Are you ready for the word? Raise one hand, listen together. Dear Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, we believe and receive in this session accuracy in the teaching of your word and accuracy in the way your word is received. There is no error, distraction, or confusion in this atmosphere. We believe and receive that your word has a free flow of revelation. The things that ought to be said will be said. The things that ought to be done will be done. And together as a church, we behold Jesus Christ your Son, even as he sees us in him. He's glorified as we are edified. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm just going to go straight to the point. I want to look at something very critical. And you listen very, very well to this. Because we're going to have ministry by the Spirit. Brother Hagin is the one who taught us the Holy Ghost meeting format. And he's in the Word of God, no doubt. But Brother Hagin, God always raises men at seasons to bring emphasis on things that you might not have seen in your study. You probably wouldn't have seen it. I believe such men are raised by God to bring emphasis back. I strongly believe that the Pastor Joseph Prince is such a man. Very important. And sometimes it's not just because he's the only one that knows what he's teaching. No. You see, knowledge is not equal to the grace of God. Always know that. I believe that Pastor Joseph Prince was raised by God. And he's still raised by God. It's not worse. Amen? He's still going to be around for many, many decades. But I meant, God raised him to, you know, put an emphasis. In fact, I strongly believe, and I shared this with Pastor Tokes, and he actually said it, then I also consented, you know, in what we shared, that the word of faith, where I belong to, that's my denomination, amen. It's good to understand. Anybody that says no denomination, that's a denomination in itself. No denomination is a denomination. Okay, so that's my denomination. Now, I believe that the word of faith got to a point that the word of faith was now being taught like principles, mechanical principles. Meanwhile, people that, you know, brought the word of faith, as we call it to us, that E.W. Kenner and Brother Hagin, they laid it on the foundation of the finished work of redemption, of the work of redemption. In fact, when I got to read E.W. Kenyon's books, it had nothing to do with getting something from God. It was just the knowledge of God, the knowledge of Jesus. You know, and so we came out and we said, this is, the Bible is Christocentric. You know, in the middle 90s, the Bible is all about Jesus. That's what they brought. So I believe that Pastor Prince was raised by God, okay, to take that emphasis. You know, and sometimes some people will now try to fault such men because they think they're not emphasizing everything. You see? See, God works with men. Always realize that. And I believe he did. I believe there are people like that, that, you know, it doesn't mean that they should become specialists. But God will raise them to bring such emphasis. Things that you might not have really seen or you had been looking at, but the emphasis wasn't strong. I believe that. And what a great man he is, blessing the nations of the earth. Now, I said that to say this one. I believe Kenneth Hagin was raised by God to give the emphasis of the move of the Spirit that is very unique, and it's in scriptures but it's easily not seen. And I have the privilege to stand sometimes and minister in places where, and teach in places where they are not charismatic, and I'm able to bring that emphasis because of Brother Higgins' ministry. That's the truth. It matters not what you read in the Bible yourself. No. Like Pastor Somi said today, you just have to hear people. And that's what it is. So Brother Hagin taught us the things of the Spirit. And I care less than those who criticize him. That's their business, really. You know, Brother Hagin says it like this. What people are not up with, they are down on. You know, that's the truth. People oftentimes criticize what they don't have, you know. But Brother Hagin brought an emphasis that is very outstanding So he taught us on the Holy Ghost meetings. And he said, a Holy Ghost meeting is where the Word of God is preached and taught, and the Spirit of God is giving a free room. The gifts of the Spirit are in demonstration. The needs of people are met. Right? And there's a lot of joy and rejoicing. That's an important emphasis. The Word of God is taught and preached. And that's a guidance for us all the time. The Spirit, or the gifts of the Spirit, are given free course. Right? The needs of people are met. We have healings, needs are met. Material needs can be met too. And you have joy and rejoicing. What an emphasis. And he opened our eyes generally to concerning the things of the Spirit. Glory to God. It's important to understand that. Now, one area, I saw Sister Tonya emphasize this earlier, so I'm just going to say a few things that she said as well, is our ability, you see, to receive from people. You see, when we talk about church and being blessed in church, like Pastor Somi said earlier in the afternoon, is being blessed through men. That's what it is. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to teach a bit more on the local assembly. You got to put your hands, your ears must be open tomorrow morning. So the church is a gathering of believers. And you don't choose who will be in church. The people in church may not come from your tribe. They may not be as educated as you are. They won't be your gender. You can't choose. It's God who has chosen those that will be in His church. And that song Pastor Wally sang about the gathering of the nations, that is the church. You cannot choose. There will be men and women that you are not the one who has to choose them. So you can't choose the church based on your tribe, your ethnic group, or your status. Okay? So if God is going to use the church to bless us, then we have to lay aside all those sentiments. Sentiments. All those biases. Discrimination. You cannot, I've taught you over the years, you cannot choose for God. That's a very important thing. You cannot choose. So, when we come to Christian meetings like that, you learn to receive from whosoever. Now, tonight, some of you are thinking, and you are wrong, that I will be the one to minister to you. You are wrong. I will not be. I know even the song said, Pastor is going to lay hands on us. It's not true. If you had followed us, I don't do that in believers' conventions. It's only company. You know that? So, give me that old-time religion. We stay with that. What I teach in believers' convention over the years is how to receive from other believers. And that is the emphasis tonight. How to receive. You don't have to know the person. You don't. You don't have to know the person. Jesus sent his disciples out in Matthew 10 and he says, you go. He said, anywhere that they accept you. Now, he didn't say go to your friends. Anywhere they receive you in my name, he said, your blessings will stay there. He said, anywhere they look at how you are dressed, your height, or your skin color, like Pastor Jake, you are too dark. Alright? or Sister Tonias is too tall. That's a prophecy, I think. Or Pastor Kukola, you look at him. Is he too tall? That is your problem. You know, you can't choose. Hallelujah. You cannot choose. A Chelsea fan can minister to a Chelsea. But I hope God doesn't allow that to happen. And God will now, and this guy will now wear Chelsea jersey. He wants to minister. I said, ah. What I'm saying to you is you cannot choose. You only have to honor. Hallelujah. You cannot choose. Years ago, 1996, about August, we had this conference. It's in the series that I told you to listen to. The Anointing and His Anointings. That was the title. You had some titles then. Degrees and Dimensions of the Anointing. Ah! That was a teaching. Degrees and Dimensions. It's just what is in the Spirit by the Spirit. It's the same thing. Now title change. You know, and this brother, we had a misunderstanding. So we hadn't spoken for a while. So he just showed up. He said God just told him, go to Bromwell's meeting. And he was there. He sat in the audience. Well, it was like in a balcony. He sat there. And I was teaching. I was teaching from Brother Hagin's Bible Faith Study Course. So I was teaching on faith, how to receive. And he was there, a preacher. And I gave a word of knowledge. I didn't know he was the one. I gave a word of knowledge. And he came out. And I was shocked. I was really wondering, is he coming to even test me? Because we had not even spoken well. So I laid hands on him and I left him. So he came the next, because it was a 3-day conference, seminar. So he came and said he had this disease from birth. He said he had to go to the hospital in the morning. He said he's shocked that you are the one that God chose to use to remove it. He's a man that organizes crusades. He said, I'm surprised. And I said to him, I said, well, I may not know much, but I know that God is telling us something. If we remove strife, bitterness, some unusual, unnecessary pettiness, you know, we can get so petty, so ridiculously petty, if we take them out, what a flow of the Spirit of God we're going to have. We can be petty. And some of you are so interesting. You use the social media, whether WhatsApp, Facebook, to be doing spats with fellow ministers. That's really not right. It's not right. Because whatever we sow, we're going to reap it. You cannot sow corn and get rice. We're going to reap it. So we must watch it. God's Spirit. God's Spirit uses men. And there are many things in your life that you won't understand about you. God will use men to make it clear to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? Very good. So, that's important. With believers. With believers. It's important. As God's people. The way that we receive ourselves. If it's your spouse, if it's your daughter, your son, okay? Your parents, your cousin, your neighbor. Usually, we find it difficult to receive from people that we have access to. That is spiritual stupidity. It shouldn't be an excuse. I believe the closer people get to you, if you are spiritually minded, the higher you honor them. The reason why you misuse access is because you are not a spiritual person. So we learn from God's word to know how to receive. Now, notice that the people Jesus sent in Matthew 10 were young boys. young boys. He gave his authority, Luke 9:1. He gave his authority to young boys. They were not wealthy guys. He said, go to all the households. And people, he said, anyone who receives you in my name. That is, I must see the person in his name. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. In my name. Now, I'm going to explain something very quickly. And that is, you see, sometimes you have an emphasis of teaching, and then it tilts away from that emphasis. I told you, there are many truths of God's word. It's not this or that. It's not either this or that. Mm-mm. It can be this and that. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now, sometimes we say, no, God is not awesome in this place. We say, he's awesome in us. No, they are not opposites. Now, look at this now. You know, we talked about God's holy place in the morning, right? Come on. Now, in Genesis 28, I showed you earlier that Jacob, where he had that vision, he called it sacred. Then he poured oil on it. Now, that became the genesis of places being called the house of God. Now, in Genesis 31:13, God says, I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed. In Exodus 3:5, now, let me get back to that Genesis 28. God now said that, I will give you this land, and then to your seed. He says, and it will spread across the earth. Which means, God's dwelling place will also be men. But pay good attention to something. Now in Exodus 3:5, we now had this Moses. And to know Bible theology, it's repeated in Joshua. Moses was in the backyard of the desert, and God says, he saw a burning bush, and it turned. He said, Moses, all right, take off your shoes. The land that you stand on is a holy ground. And then Moses got, you know, the commission to redeem Israel and all of that. And Joshua had the same experience. Now, we assume that, oh, that's the old covenant. So, this is new covenant. It's not a place. It's a people. Don't misunderstand it. God called both the place and the people holy. The place and the people. Pay good attention. Now, you know, we have said that God's temple is his spirit in all the earth. That means God's temple is both with people and in places. Don't miss that. Now, there's a story in 2 Kings chapter 6. I'll just run through it quickly. The interesting thing about that story is that a crucial detail is oftentimes missed. Naaman, the Syrian, who was told by his maid, he's a leper, that there's a man of God, all right, and by the name of Elisha, that he should go to Elisha. He goes through the king, and then he gets to Elisha. And Elisha did not allow him to enter church office. He was outside with his caravan. And he said, what do I do? Elisha said, go and wash yourself in the Jordan. Go and wash yourself there. Ah, the man felt insulted. Me. See, are there not many rivers? Was making mouths. I mean, that's how the rich people thought. See me. So as he was trying to braggado, his servant said, Oga, it's in your body. It's not the man that is a leper, Oga. You know, there's sometimes you have to listen to your say, eh, but say, Oga, is it not to wash? Don't worry. When you are finished washing, we'll wash you. Say, Oga, go. And the man goes. And you know, Jesus also told someone to wash. Right? Come on. Okay. And then the man goes 7 times. One, you know, you'll have done by the first time, it will clear small. Nothing clear. 2, why did he ask him to go to Jordan? Jordan was where they crossed the promised land. He's reminding him of what God did. I'm going to subject you to God's power here. The man goes to Jordan and he washes. The 6th time, he's already complaining. Look, forget about this. Please get me soap. Send the man a text that it's a shame of a man of God. If he's truly a man of God, the 1st time, my hand will have cleansed now. Why would I wait for the 7th time before the whole body is cleansed? He's not a real man of God. Servant said, oh God, this is my own translation. Oh God, it's just 7 times. The water in my house is not as clean as this one. Oh God, have your bath there. And the man went. By the 7th time, he came clean. By the instruction of the prophet. So he goes back. He brings gifts. Again, Elisha does not allow him to enter church office. And then he goes. And then he says, gifts. He said, don't worry, it's not this time. But there was a crucial detail. The man said, can I have a request? He said, what? Let me carry the dust of where you are. Let me take it back to my nation. I will not worship any other God again. That man was saved. How? Because he regarded where God was. Jesus used his story in Luke 4. Naaman the leper. He carried the death because he knew that where the man of God was there. And so you can know it's transferable. He took it to where he was. Now, if you come to the 4 Gospels and the epistles, people will come to men of God and then they will put their clothes on them. Come on! And take it away. Glory to God. And lay it on the sick. What are they doing? They are transferring location. This is in the epistles. I mean, the book of Acts. And the sick will recover. Which means God's power is also in places. Recognize it. In Matthew 18, Jesus said, where 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. So realize places. Remember, in Matthew 28, he said to them to go and meet him in an appointed place. Why not? Why? God is everywhere. No, I know he's everywhere. But he called them to a place. In Acts 2, he says they were all in one accord, in one place. How? I mean, if God is not a God of place, you just go back to your room, everybody, amen. I'll come and meet you, you know. No! He asked them to come together in one place. And we saw Acts 2, 1 to 4. In one place. In 1 Corinthians 14, Paul says, when the whole church is come together in one place, and the unbeliever should come in, the unlearned. He said the secrets of his heart. Now listen to this. Will be made manifest. Then he will, like Naaman, fall down on his face and worship God and report. Wait now. Is he reporting that God dwells in you or is in our midst? Who's following what I'm saying here? So, God walks with the indwelling with us. and also amongst us. Amongst us. Amongst us. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, when Paul says, "Know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost?" He's not talking about individual believers there. He's talking about all of us collectively. Like he said in the afternoon, he said, "The church of the living God, which is the pillar and ground of truth." He's talking about the gathering of believers. So it's not either or. God is in us and God is amongst us. I must honor places, meetings, assemblies. And that is why we must not allow technology to redefine our theology. Thank God for the importance of sending the word of God out. And, you know, taking the word of God out, we're reaching the world by technology, by the internet, by satellite. But hear me, that is not church. That's not church. Church is not an outreach. Amen? Church is not an outreach. Church is a physical gathering of those who have been reached out to already. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So we learn the importance of coming together. What that means is that we now see ourselves in the light of God's word. We receive from ourselves in the light of God's word. We receive from ourselves in the office that is supernatural in this place. Because, let me add this, while it is true that God works in individual believers, but hear this, God also uses believers specially. And where those believers are in the congregation, watch this, there will be special things to receive. Don't forget that. Paul says, he told Timothy, he says, "Neglect not the gift that is in you because you are born again." No. 1 Timothy 4:14. He says, "Which was given thee by prophecy and laying on of hands," recognition of the elders. Recognition. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. "Stir up the gift of God which was given you or is in you by the laying on of my hands." Recognition. So you recognize. Then when you recognize, you honor. When you honor, you believe. When you believe, you receive. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You recognize, who is this person? Then when you recognize, you honor. Honor simply means who you are is how I see you. Then when I see you, I know who you are. Then I receive from you. Okay? How do I receive? I believe. Jesus went to his hometown and looked at him. Jay. I went to Jakonde Primary School together. What can be special about Jay? Is it not Jesus Joseph? That's what they said. Were they right? They were correct. There was nothing they said that was wrong. But you know what? They didn't see him in the light of God's word. So you can analyze somebody effectively and you are still wrong. Because he wasn't just the son of Joseph. He was God's man. God as a man. God's servant. They did not see that. So recognition, one. Then you honor and respect and regard with that recognition. Then you believe. Brother Hagin used to say this. I used to wonder why. Whenever he has healing meetings, he will spend time to let us know that Jesus in a revelation gave him a special grace to heal the sick. You know why? Because when you hear that, you exercise faith to receive. Because Peter said what they were preaching in Jerusalem was how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. So which means they took time, whenever they are preaching, to heal the sick, they will first explain that at River Jordan, the Holy Ghost came on this fellow. And when he came on this fellow, now pay attention, because this is going to be important tonight. When the Holy Ghost came on this fellow, he now sent us. So he's as good as he's the one laying hands on you. Who's following what I'm saying here? They will spend time and say, this man, Jesus, we were there. John is a prophet. The Holy Ghost came on him. And John said that he will baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. Do you believe that? Yes. So in the name of that Jesus, receive your healing. So honor can be transferred. I believe strongly that in these days that we are in, God's honor is strong on his church. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe strongly that people like Brother Hagin, who have been a blessing also to the body of Christ, are still a blessing. His honor is on those, the honor of God on him is on everyone that receives his ministry. I believe that strongly. As we have come to this place, for example, if you believe in the ministry of Amy Semple McPherson, pay attention here. I do. I believe that the honor that is on them, as we respect that ministry, we don't have to believe everything that they believe. They don't have to believe us who I believe as well. But when we see what God is doing, he begins to work in our lives too. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying here? So it can be transferred. Sometimes you will see somebody from a church and then you may not like him, but the honor you have for the senior pastor, if you can put it on that fellow, you will receive everything you have gotten from the senior pastor. So when they were going from house to house, including Judas the thief, as long as they said, do you know Jesus? The Holy Ghost came on him. Oh, that's true. John said it. So in the name of that Jesus, be healed. Who's following this? Whoever receives you in my name. If I lay hands on people tonight, and I ask them to lay hands on you, it's as good as I'm the one doing it. Hallelujah. You believe that? You believe that? So, honor can be transferred. Those of you who are in churches, and you say you just love pastor, but not your fellowship pastor, you are being foolish. You are being very foolish. The Bible says, you cannot honor the Father and not honor the Son. It's not possible. You know what the king said? When they said they're looking for a prophecy. The word of the Lord, 2 Kings. He said, who is the word of the Lord with? He said, I know a man. He poured water on the hands of Elijah. He said, bring him. He has it. Because he knows it can be transferred. He said, bring him. He has it. What did they say about the apostles? They were illiterate, but they took knowledge of the fact that they had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you're in a church, don't say, I love Pastor Kwanli, but my cell leader, I don't know. You are in trouble. And that trouble is big. It's an anointed one. You must say, no, I receive you in the name of my pastor. And I see my pastor in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is what I see. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. So, Holy Ghost meetings, believers meetings, are most effective when we honor fellow believers. Holy Ghost meetings are effective. And I want you to stop having Holy Ghost meetings where we just come and rejoice and we feel good. No, brother! Something must drop. Something must drop. Something must drop. Don't just hear, oh glory, oh thank you Lord Jesus. There must be shaking. Something must drop. Glory to God. There are utterances that you can give because you can speak good English. And say, and I see as you step forth, and you say, very good grammar, but there are utterances that even grammatically is not correct. You will know this is it. You see, it's not speaking good English and say, and then we, as we calibrate the workings of the Spirit, and we recalibrate, and we come on, stop it. Hallelujah. I want the voice. No, and you know, Hallelujah. When you say, this is it. Hallelujah. And hands are laid and say, I got something. I got something. 1995, I was in Rema Chapel. Reverend Victor Adeyemi called out people who were called to teach. I never believed, 94. I never believed I could teach. I thought I was just, you know, I wasn't interested. So he said, you, I was wearing a black shirt, silk, and a pair of slippers. He said, come. And I came. And he laid hands and said, from today, that which works to teach the word in clarity begins to work in your life. I believe I've been teaching. Hallelujah. Something happened. He didn't say anything like, and then, and the graces will be stirred up into the races. And the races, and as you, it was a voice. It was a voice. It will happen. It will happen. The grammar may not even be correct. He may say, and the spirit, as he said, walking, I say, that's not important though. That's not important. Just interpret it. Just translate it. Amen. Do a diamenio. That's all. Get a hold of what he's saying. Hallelujah. I heard Prophet Obadari prophesy to me in English. I mean, Yoruba. And that prophecy didn't have anything extraordinary. Well, it was extraordinary. Something happened. So it's not. You see, and that is what is going to happen tonight. Whatever you want, you will get it. Hallelujah. Whatever you want, you will get it. Lift your hands, pray in tongues.